Hello and welcome to the season premiere of the Braves Beach House Podcast for 2025. I'm Harrison Taylor, and coming up on today's show, we're going to meet our brand new spring training correspondent for the Braves Beach House Podcast. We have a brand new segment called 25 for 25, where we'll be counting down 25 things to do during spring training 2025 here at Cool Today Park. And later on, we'll have Tara join us to talk about all the details of our first annual welcome week. Plus, at the end, we have our fan feedback question of the week. All that and more ahead on the season premiere of the Braves Beach House Podcast. All right, I'm happy to be joined by our spring training correspondent, our very own MC Patrick, on-field host here at Cool Today Park during spring training. Patrick, welcome to the show. We're excited to have you for the season.
I'm really excited to be back. Year number three for me is the MC. Year number one is the correspondent. Patrick on the plaza this year. We're going to find out how that goes. But always looking forward to bringing the energy for Braves country. Having some fun at Cool Today Park. You guys are some of the hardest working folks in Major League Baseball by far. Always putting on a great show every game, always doing stuff behind the scenes that really is mind-blowing. And at the end of the day, it's all for the fans and all for the players to have a great training session. So it's pretty cool to be in the podcast studio today. Just one more way you guys elevate around here for the A and for Cool Today Park.
Exactly. And it's people know your voice, they've seen your face, but they might not know all about you. Can you tell us where you're from, how you ended up here? Did you grow up a Braves fan? All that sort of stuff.
You gotta be a Braves fan in Braves country, rule number one. I was lucky enough to grow up in Richmond, Virginia, where we had the AAA Richmond Braves. Yes. When I get to see Eddie Perez and thank him for some of those memories as a kid growing up, got to see every player go through those ranks, the Chipper Joneses, the Andrew Joneses going through the ranks in Richmond. That it was a part of my childhood, so it was more than just being a Braves fan. And it was, we would go to the Diamond and we would get to watch greatness, and they were good back then. As Braves fans know, you know, that curation process comes from those farm system teams, and we had it going on in Richmond, so that was a lot of fun growing up. Of course, I've got the traditional memory of watching TBS Braves games with my dad, and a lot, and I hear that, I'm sure you hear that. Yeah. As much as I do, people going, some of my core memories of growing up and about sports were those TBS games with family members. So that's certainly a part of my journey as well. And I was lucky enough to come down here to an open house job call, job fair, which you guys do a great job of. I think Cool Today Park has a lot of fun with the job fairs and trying to find talent. I saw that they had a kind of a casting call. Yeah. for new talent, you know, a few weekends ago, and that's really where you guys are able to find talent and folks like us getting joined up with the organization, where it's a dream come true. And so that was kind of typical to where I came to the job fair, and we had a lot of stuff going on at the park post COVID, so was thrown into the mix. And remember you running around doing 20 different jobs. Yeah. Like you're still doing now. But we got to get out on the field that first game, and I said, just give me the mic. And there's 8,000 folks out there. They're Braves fans out there. We're gonna make them happy. So it's an honor that we're still getting the chance to make Braves country smile a little bit and tell our story through the games we play and the visualizations we try to do on the big board. And it's been a riot. So I'm glad to be here. I split time in Nashville, Tennessee, as well as having friends and family and a relationship down here. And I love Florida. I love what we do down here at the ballpark. I like it that Coach Snitker calls us fantasy land sometimes. Yeah. Because, you know, you're walking around with the palm trees and you're walking around with baseball and it's your favorite team. So there's definitely a glimpse of fantasy land that we'll credit Coach Snit with, I think is true.
Yes, it's a very special place, very magical place. And, I mean, I like to say it all starts here. Your world championship run, our rookie ball team plays here, their road to the show starts here at Cool Today Park. So it's just a lot of positive energy, and it's just a special place to be. Well, let's go back to your first game.
Sure.
What was going through your head? Can you tell us your excitement? What went into your preparation for it?
Exactly. I remember looking out the window and seeing all the cars pulling in and going, oh, wow, this is actually really happening. I think the first game, I believe, was against the Rays, and to have local Rays fans here coming too, I believe it was another one of our sellouts, and you're watching all the traffic come in and going, wow, it's almost showtime, which was a familiar feeling being in music. You kind of know showtime and when gates and when theater, but it was a different, it was the same feeling but different, because it was going, we're going to be dancing on dugouts, we're going to be throwing t-shirts, we're going to be running promotions, I hope they go well. But you know, I always say having a little bit of butterflies and being nervous is a good thing. That means you're alive and that you care and you want to do well. And you know, I remember the excitement about it, and even talking about 2025 this year, that excitement is still there, those nerves are still there. When you pick up the microphone and you go out in front of 8,000 people, and you know, the first thing we did with the kids when we do the what is that called, they are
play ball
kids. You're gonna have to edit that out. when we do the play ball kids, and talking to the parents and knowing that you're making a core memory for those kids, yeah. And you just try not to psych yourself up about remembering what it was like being in their shoes, and having the parents be so thankful that we're including their kids in one of our promotions. So, you know, long story to short, there are always those nerves there when you're entertaining big crowds. But to get to be a small piece of entertaining Braves country is magical, and it always will be.
Yes, and you do a great job at it.
Thanks, Harrison.
The great energy really keeps everyone going. You got your iconic line, which we'll save for the end.
Okay.
But can you talk us through, you mentioned all the promotions. What's your favorite promotion or in-game activity that you've done over the years here at Cool Today Park?
There's been some good ones, and you guys have been really creative in coming up with all of that. I really like that when we did the puppy dog parade. You know, that was, yes, good. That wasn't during exactly spring training, but I don't know if it's something we're thinking about including. But having the dogs at the ballpark walk around the warning track, that was pretty hilarious. And we did the cap shuffle, but the paw shuffle for the,
yeah,
dog. And the dog was trying to figure out what treat his hat would be in, or what hat his treat would be under. And that was pretty iconic.
Yeah, that's also one of my favorite nights. And no dog days during spring training, but stay tuned. During the summer months, our FCL season, I believe there'll be some form of dog day coming back, so all that details will be on our website very soon after spring training.
And the FCL games are great to try all that stuff out, and now that Welland Park's growing and having more fans come to the FCL games and get to see those promotions on if they make the cut for spring training or not,
yes,
that's a whole different kind of a ball game there.
Yeah, to get their call to the majors, just like the players. Now let's talk about here and now. It's 2025. We're here at the Braves Beach House Podcast, counting down to spring training. You got a whole spring planned as our correspondent. Can you talk us through some of the segments you're going to be doing for Braves Country?
I'm going to be running Patrick on the plaza this year, getting to know our fans. And that's like we're talking about, seeing their excitement and having a way to get to know them better. I remember there was a couple that came to every spring training game last year, and that just blew my mind that they made that much time for us. And talk about loyalty and dedication.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
This year, doing that segment will give us an opportunity to interview those people that take the time and money and energy to come and support us and support the Atlanta Braves. That's going to be fun to get to know people like that a lot more. And you know, we'll come up with some good ones. You know, maybe see who has the meltiest ice cream cone, or who can finish the kitchen sink nachos the fastest. You never know where we're going to go with the promotions, but we're looking forward to that implemented, Patrick on the plaza, and learning 25 and 25.
Yeah, and I'm excited to have you aboard here on the show. I know you will also be a part of our very big podcast recording that's coming up in the future, and we'll have more details with that with Tara later on in the episode.
Yep.
But I think for right now, before we toss it over to you to do your 25 for 25, I believe we owe you one thing. If we could get our t-shirt cannon to launch it in here. There we go. Oh, it fell. Oh, my gosh. Still aren't quite trained on the t-shirt cannon. Let's try again. There we go. Hold it up to the camera.
Right.
You are the latest recipient of an awesome Braves Beach House podcast shirt. All of our guests are getting one. You're officially part of the Braves Beach House. We'll give you the keys. And when we come back, you'll be back with 25 for 25.
I love it. That's great. Thank you, guys. This is an awesome studio. We're looking forward to a great spring training in 25. Go Braves! Breaking news, breaking news. If you have or are a child under 12 years old Every Sunday this spring training, kids get to run the bases after the game right here at Cool Today Park. Not the grass. No one is allowed on the grass. If you touch the grass, you will be ejected. If you're on the grass, you're out of here. That's right. It's a base-to-base promotion, dirt only. We want to see you out here. We want to see you represent Braves country. No showboating, no hot dogging. Make sure you make your parents proud and don't embarrass yourselves, but you represent Braves country every Sunday, kiddos. That's right. Kids 12 and under are going to run the bases right here after every Sunday spring training home game. Going to have you out there scoring some runs, kiddos. Go Braves. Breaking news, breaking news. Extra innings concert series this year. How many times have you been leaving a spring training game at beautiful Cool Today Park and just said, I don't want to go home yet? Well, this year, after four very special games, you don't have to. You can stay right here and party with us and listen to live music. That's right, two Saturdays, March 1st and March 8th, we're going to have post-game concerts in the plaza. That's right, on March 17th and March 20th, there will also be post-game concerts. Those will be at the Tiki Bar. You don't even have to leave the stadium after the games now. You can just keep having fun with us. Four more of them coming your way this year at the Extra Innings Concert Series at Cool Today Park. Go Braves! This just in, nothing says baseball is back like a nice cold glass of orange juice with a little bit of vodka in it. Introduced over the summer during our complex league this season, we're going to go ahead and bring baseball and brunch together to the big leagues. Or at least we're giving it a shot to make the team. Coach says he's taken the best 26, but I can't imagine him passing on bacon, eggs, hash browns, screwdrivers, and build your own Bloody Mary bar. That's right, we look forward to seeing you at the Terrace Club. You'll need to upgrade your ticket to baseball and brunch. We want to feed you right here at Cool Today Park and get you ready for the majors. Breaking news, this just in. Two new teams will be coming to Cool Today Park this spring training. That's right, the Miami Marlins, who I hear play half of their regular season games in Florida. That's pretty cool. They'll be coming down, that's right, March 6th to take on your Atlanta Braves. And then March 14th, you've got for the first time ever as well, the Washington Nationals coming into Cool Today Park. Not even when they were the Expos did they come to Cool Today Park. And that's probably because Cool Today Park wasn't here back then. But we did like the Expos mascot. That French guy was pretty cool. Not sure if he'll be coming. Probably not, since it's a different team. Anyway, we're looking forward to those teams joining us this year at Cool Today Park Spring Training 2025. Always something new, even the teams. Go Braves. Come on down to Crazy Patrick's parking lot. That's right, this spring training parking lot prices are marked so low that they call me crazy. This year, this lovely spot right here can be yours for the grand price of zero. That's right, $0. All spring training tickets come with free parking. And I know what you're thinking, that's crazy. Well, that's why they call it Crazy Patrick's Parking Lot. And I'm Crazy Patrick. I want to send you home with this brand new 2018 luxury four-door hunk of asphalt. That's right, you can take it all with you. I wouldn't take your money. You couldn't pay me to take your money. But no, seriously, every spring training ticket that is sold from Cool Today Park comes with free parking. You're welcome. It's Crazy Patrick's Parking Lot.
All right, thanks, Patrick. That's right. Welcome weekend is no longer one day. We have a full week of activities going on here at Cool Day Park, and we brought a very special guest on to the Braves Beach House podcast this week. It's our special events coordinator, Tara Quinn. Tara, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Tara, you just started here this fall. You helped run our Grilled Cheese Festival, our Jingle Jam. They were great events, and now you have the latest event here in Braves country, which is Welcome Week. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. So starting on February 15th, we'll have an open house, open free to the public. Everything will be for kids and families. We'll have special surprises going on.
So there's all sorts of family activities, like you mentioned, and then people also get to preview what it's like here during a spring training game.
Yep, you'll get to try some new concession stand food that we're serving. Our tiki bar will be open for drinks, so you can go ahead over there and try some of those as well. We'll have a live podcast going on, which will be super cool to see.
Yeah, and there's even going to be a very special guest on Welcome Week's Braves Beach House podcast. We're doing it live in front of people for the first time ever. And as the weeks go by, we'll start giving you guys some clues on who this very important guest will be here on the show. So you'll want to keep tuning in as we lead up to spring training. But I mean, I think there's even more for people to do here during Welcome Weekend.
Yes, so there also will be a 50-50 going on. It's rolling all the way through opening day. So even if you can't make that, you'll go ahead and have the opportunity to do so throughout the week. And you can buy at cooltodaypark.com, and then it'll be announced on opening day.
Yeah, and the best part about the 50-50 raffle, like Tara said, you can play online at cooltodaypark.com. But it's also going, half of the proceeds will be going to the Atlanta Braves Foundation. So you're helping support the community in the states of Braves country, as well as right here in Northport and the surrounding area. So it's a great cause. We're hoping it to be the largest jackpot ever we've had here at Cool Today Park, since you have a full week to play. So make sure you get in on the action starting on February 15th. So, Welcome Weekend. We got the open house in the morning. Do we have anything going on that night?
We do. We have a concert on the plaza, kicking off our plaza series, and it'll be a tribute band to Toby Keith. So, super exciting. Great music. Come out and enjoy.
Tickets are on sale now at cooltodaypark.com/tickets for that. You can get a VIP square, which includes premier seating up front by the stage. You can also get an inclusive beer bucket with that option. And then I think general admission tickets are starting at a low price online as well. So Saturday night sounds like it's going to be a great time on the plaza. But I mean, I hear there's even more. It's not just a weekend. So what do we have going on for the full week?
Yes, starting Sunday, February 16th, we start opening at 9 a.m. Green Gate, our tiki bar, and our store, 9 to 3. Go ahead. You can check all of that out. The park will be open. Kind of get a view of the stadium. And then it'll go until the end of spring training.
Yeah, so every non-game day, you can come here to the ballpark. You can go shopping for the new merch at the store. You'll probably find me there spending way too much money. We have the Tiki Bar. They have all-day happy hour going on all day, every day, on non-game days during spring training. It's continuing on, so make sure you stop by. Green Gate, you'll be able to see players' open workouts, both on the quad and the backfields and on the main stadium field, pending player schedules. It's not going to be an everyday thing, but there's always a chance. You never know who might pop up on those fields throughout the week. And, yeah, so great options during the week. We have 50-50 still.
Yes.
And all sorts of fun stuff going on throughout the week. And then it concludes on February 23rd.
Yes, and then we'll start with our opening day and getting ready for spring training season.
Yeah, so tickets are on sale for that. The jackpot will conclude that day. There'll be a special presentation before the game and all sorts of fun activities on opening day. So that's a lot about Welcome Weekend. Now let's talk about you, Tara. Let's get Braves Country to know you a little bit. Where are you from? How'd you end up here at the Braves? All those fun stuff.
Well, I'm from Englewood, Florida, small town right near the Cool Today Park, actually. Went to school at Florida State. Loved sports, loved being within sports, went ahead and found my way through events at IMG Academy. Decided I wanted to try a bigger, broader scale of events and not just sports, so came here, and now I'm here helping with hospitality and learning all the ropes.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job so far. We love having you on the team. What's your favorite part, favorite event, favorite aspect that you've worked on so far since you've been here with the Braves?
Definitely Grilled Cheese Festival was my favorite event so far. Really cool to see. A lot of people came out this year, which was super exciting. And just seeing all the people enjoying the live music and how the stadium can operate even when there isn't baseball going on.
Yes, it's a truly special year-round facility. And I know you got a whole lineup of events coming up throughout the year. So we'll have you back on the podcast in the future. But I believe you're the first person here on the show that we had the pleasure and honor of giving you a Braves Beach House t-shirt. Let's see, we'll be flying in. I think there's a t-shirt cannon over there. Oh, there we go. Hold it up to the camera. Congratulations, the lucky winner of the beautiful Braves Beach House podcast. All of our guests are going to be getting a podcast shirt now. So if you come on the podcast, you get a shirt. That's wonderful. Oh, here comes another one. They're flying everywhere. So I'm sure that sounded great on the mic with the t-shirt coming in there. But Braves Beach House podcast, you never know who may swing by as we are counting down to spring training. Tara, thank you for joining us. Is there anything else you want to tell people about as we head into welcome week?
No, thank you for having me, and definitely come by and check it out. It's going to be a fun week.
It sure will. We'll be right back on the Braves Beach House podcast after this. Well, that was a fun first show, Patrick. What do you think?
That was an awesome time. Nice to be in the Beach House podcast studio.
So coming up next week, we'll be back again, and we're talking all things food and beverage. We'll have our food and beverage director, Henry, on yet again to preview all of his new signature series items, dishes for the year, and much more. And I believe we want to ask our fans a question.
That's right. What is your favorite Cool Today Park menu item? For me, it would be the kitchen sink nachos. A little bit of everything stacked nice and high. It takes Harrison help for me to finish those sometimes. But comment below and write on socials what your favorite menu item at Cool Today Park is. We'll be back next week with another segment for you.
Yeah, and we'll share all of your favorite food items next week. And then coming up this week, this weekend at Cool Today Park, on Wednesday night, we have Trivia Night with Keith Hayes. We're getting to the spring break, I like to call it, where we take a break from our Trivia Night and Bingo Night as we approach spring training. So make sure you come out the last few weeks here. But Trivia Night will be at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Suncoast Music Bingo will be happening on Thursday night at 6 p.m. at the Tiki Bar. And then, of course, as always, we got live music all weekend long. On Friday night, we have Sine Waves at 5:30 p.m. Aloha Sharks takes the stage on Saturday at 5:30 p.m. And Ken Macy will be rounding out the weekend on Sunday at 1 p.m. All that this weekend at the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar and Grill. Well, Patrick,
we're about 1 month away from saying it live. We're going to close it down together on a Go Braves!